Hello to all you Aussie kids out there going through HSE right now. Welcome back to HSE Overload with Keegs. During today's talk, I'll be expressing my opinion on the book The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime by Mark Haddon. So for all you Year 12 students reading this book during class right now, this podcast is for you. Christopher's narration in The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime provides a unique storytelling experience for us readers. The structure of this book is interesting and unusual to other novels. Christopher is a 15-year-old boy who has ASD. This is a struggle for him to fit in and is shown through his distinctive narrative voice. His detailed yet simplistic observations of people and places, devoid of emotion, enable us to see through his eyes. His attention to detail are honest observations. This is showed in chapter 31, page 22, where Christopher says, "He also has a very hairy nose." This characterizes Christopher as someone who is honest and observant. The audience is given insight into Christopher's views and responds to certain situations as he focuses on detail to provide him with structure and order. However, Christopher's narrative voice is highly unusual in comparison to normal voice used in a text. He frequently uses the conjunctive adverb then when explaining points of the story. This is also accompanied by the conjunction of and, as he explains his points in a rush. It also makes us follow his narrative voice as if he is reciting a list. His teacher, Siobhan, told him, "The idea of this book was to describe things using so that people could read them and make a picture in their own head." This is a distinctive quality, as he makes pictures in his own head while people talk to him, so it can provide him with structure and order. The novel has an unusual structure and form. For example, the chapters are in prime numbers. These are Christopher's favourite numbers. Also, the use of emoticons, orthography, and graphics to represent Christopher's view of the world and his choice of an unconventional narrator. In chapter 3, page 2, the use of emoticons represent Christopher's struggle to understand, to interpret human emotions. It offers him a simple way to learn and how to interact with others. The chapters in this novel are very unique, as Christopher explains this in page 15 as an analogy. "I think prime numbers are a life. They are very logical, but you can never work out the rules, even if you spent all your time thinking about them." The juxtaposition between Christopher's mindset and the plot is all throughout the novel. Haddon shifts between furthering the plot, the mystery of who killed Wellington, and providing an insight into Christopher's worldview as a boy who has autism spectrum disorder. Haddon's choice to structure the novel this way is intentional. It acts as a representation of Christopher's mindset or thought process of someone who has ASD. In my opinion, I found that The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime provides a very unique storytelling experience for the reader. This has expanded my view of ASD and how it is a struggle for many of them to fit in with adversity. So that's all from me today. Thank you for listening to HSE Overload. I shall see you very soon, and don't stress. See ya.